80s.
Uneducated humor.
We're into his heels.
Who the fuck are these guys?
Hey, who the fuck are you? Huh? Who the fuck are you?
I think that you are physically repulsive, intellectually retarded, you're morally reprehensible, vulgar, insensitive, selfish, stupid, you have no taste, a lousy sense of humor, and who's not?
I'm sorry, I wasn't listening.
What's up, everybody? It's your daddy, Chench.
This is Arnold.
We have a special guest today.
Huh? Are we on?
Yeah, we're on.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, after,
we have a special. See, our special guest does not know what to do with himself.
Do we record after the intro?
Well, yeah, I can't hear nothing.
Yeah, because you're talking.
You're talking, dickhead.
Usually, I have those on for the sound effects.
Oh, okay.
Awesome. He hasn't been here since we started using sound effects and updated our show.
Yeah, it's all high class now.
Y'all shy?
I'm shy. I'm a little shy right now.
Do you like him?
Huh? He's like a dick, dude. He's like a dick.
Everybody, this is Big Dog. Lupe is in the house.
What's up, guys?
This is one of the OG members of fucking...
UH is on the road.
Yeah.
We're visiting.
So, how many episodes have you listened to since you've been on?
One.
Really?
Yeah, one.
Which one?
Well, I'm a dad now, bro.
Yeah.
Once you're not on part of the team, you don't keep up with the team.
After the ninth episode, I stopped listening.
The Hammer of Thor one? The one that you did. You guys both did.
Like, yeah. That doesn't pinpoint anything because he uses that a lot.
What? The Mighty Hammer of Thor?
Yeah.
That's like, the last one I listened to.
Was it?
After that, I heard you guys sucked. So I was like, ah, fuck that.
Oh, because he left the show. He left the show. Fucking
right.
Sucked
Some
balls.
People might agree with you.
Everybody's like, everybody's like,
you're missing Lupe.
The show's much funnier when Lupe's. I was like, fuck that guy.
You guys need to get Lupe.
What a dick. At least agree with them. Then fuck in your head, say, well, fuck that dick.
No, I have to say it out loud.
Well, the show was different when he was around, but you know, it's still really good.
It was like full, like it was like three scumbags shooting
the
shit.
It took us maybe three shows to like get used to Lupin not being there.
Yeah.
It was kind of weird the first time you weren't there. I was just like,
It's hard to be funny by yourself.
Yeah. It's hard to laugh at Chench only.
Well, when I heard you guys really did it again, I was like, these fucking buttholes. I thought you guys were going to stop.
Oh, the show stopped after the few years.
I was like, dude. These fucking scumbags can't live without me.
Asshole.
That's real talk right there, man.
Lupe's your first sound drop?
Who is that?
Ay, ¿qué pasó?
¿Quién es esa negra?
This is my fucking tip. This is all time my favorite sound drop.
Are you a cuckoo in my ear?
So what's going on, man? Like, what's been new with you since you've been on the episode?
Nothing.
I thought you were going to say since you've been MIA.
I've been MIA, I turned into a zombie now that I'm a dad.
That's
the biggest news I have. I'm a zombie now. Yeah. I'm part of The Walking Dead.
You haven't been MIA. You've been busy.
I've been busy.
He has more important shit to do, bro.
You don't got time for your fucking podcast. Is that how many downloads you got? Okay, I got time for it.
Fucking groovy.
I went back in.
You said, oh, you know, I'm back in, right, guys?
Lupe is a fucking jump off, bro. That's a famous dick. We're famous in his eyes.
Oh, you guys are famous in my eyes. You guys are in iTunes now. You guys are all over the place.
We've been on iTunes.
Damn. When you were on the podcast.
Fuck, for reals?
Yeah, that's how much you fucking pay attention.
Fuck,
you
paid. Yeah.
Hey, so you're on iTunes.
I'm just a talent, bro. I don't know. I just show up. I'm just,
bro,
a talent.
They say perform.
Don't get paid,
I say,
for this,
wear.
Right?
Were you getting paid for the show? Because I wasn't, bro.
That pizza's staying here, right?
Yeah.
You guys are getting
more,
right?
Doors, right?
I'll fuck up a few pieces before I leave. I fucked up half a pizza already.
Yeah.
Lupe, so I guess we could say we have missed you. I have.
Well, I haven't seen you in a while.
Yeah.
More than Arnold. I've seen Arnold here and there, sprinkled in my...
Every time Chench looks at your picture, he says...
Man, I wish I had your dick in my butt. The weird part is he has a huge picture of you in this room. It's a big, like, fat head of Lupe
man.
In his room.
Hey, I'm starting to like these sound drops.
Huh?
The first one scared me.
Which one?
That one I liked.
I got a bunch of them, dude.
Yeah, he has a bunch of me, but none of himself.
I even have a sound drop of you, bro.
What?
I even have a sound drop of you.
Let me hear it.
White bitch, give me some chon chon.
Yeah, that's Lupe.
That was back when I was in the Pinta, yo.
That's when you used to walk in your underwears and that's it.
That's it. That's what he said when he met Annie?
White bitch, give me some chon-chon.
That's what she told me.
So like, you little brown bitch.
That's what she told me.
Oh, no.
I wish it was the other way around.
She's going to want more. Nah, dude. It's kind of difficult because, you know, Arnold is his favorite is himself his favorite comedian of all time. True. So that. It's kind of hard to look at Arnold laugh by himself and it's just me. Usually we were me and you would look at each other and be like, this fucking idiot's laughing by himself. Now I have no one to look at.
What?
Just look at him and laugh at him while he's laughing. It makes him uncomfortable.
He'll think I'm laughing at his jokes.
Hey, okay. speaking of uncomfortable, you said you had something you were gonna tell me.
Oh,
before we started recording.
Oh yes.
Does that have to do with your mom?
Where's my phone? No, it actually has to do with something with Arnold's mom.
Oh,
all
right.
He just said that.
No, so today
she's not Hawaiian Tropic.
So today when we were, since Annie works during the day. Mm-hmm. And we tried to, like, FaceTime or Tango or whatever.
I saw that shit. What's going on with that?
Did you Tango his mom?
Did you really?
So, you know how it automatically picks up
his mom, dude.
It picks up all your contacts, and I have Arnold's mom's phone number.
What do you have her under, though?
So Arnold's mom. Oh. But now, like, Tango's like a dating website. It tells you people nearby.
Damn, they turn everything into a
shut
fucking
up, Arnold. Yeah. I don't want to hear this.
People could post pictures of themselves.
What does Arnold's mom have?
Oh my god!
Fuck!
Put your phone. I want to see. She has Raider pictures of girls in thongs.
Really?
I sort of have a boner.
I sort of got a boner too.
Okay, what else does Arnold's mom have?
It's just pictures of her. You know, body shots.
I'm down to get
shots.
Down.
Yeah, body shots.
I take away that sound clip.
Look at my boom boom.
My boom boom and my tatas.
Hey, and you know what though? I give her props. She has a lot of likes. You can like the pictures. It's like Facebook.
Is it a lot of veteranos?
You can't see who likes it.
That's a firme pooper.
Maybe that's a nice brown.
No, dude. But when I saw that, I couldn't stop laughing. The baby was sitting on the floor like, what the fuck is wrong with
what
you?
What baby?
My baby.
His baby. Dumbass.
I was like, my mom had a baby.
Like, what the hell's wrong with you? And I was just cracking up. I was like, no way.
Did you like her pictures?
I don't know how to like them.
If you would like it, she might message you back. What's up, mystery man?
Dude, seriously.
It is a shooter.
It's crazy because it tells you how far people are away from you. Uh-huh. It's like that Tinder.
Like, this dick Tinder. Is 10 miles away.
Yes. Or this vagina is 10 miles away.
Did you shoot her a text saying,
hey, baby, want to take a gander at subpoenas?
She'll be like, what does gander mean?
You lost me. You lost me. That's it.
Did you just call me a bitch?
What's a gander?
You should just text her like, what's up, Ruka? You want some of this fucking faro right here? Boom, boom.
Firme pito from Pico, eh?
Oh, my God. But that's crazy. I didn't know Tango did that. And it brings up old-ass contacts as well. I was fucking amazed.
The one that stood out was his mom?
Yeah.
Right. Was she vetted on, like, 85 or whatever year she was born?
I don't even know.
Raider veterana, 86.
Like, it's like Raider lover.
69.
Raider writer, one of those two.
Raider writer.
The fuck? Bo Jackson, my ass.
Bo Jackson.
Bo Jackson,
she
my
really
inner thigh.
She put Bo Jackson away. She injured him.
Howie Long all night.
Oh,
Howie Long dick. So I'm Howie Long dick.
What's new with you guys?
Nothing.
Well,
oh,
I got engaged.
No way.
Yeah,
I already knew that.
Girl, I'll just play dumb for podcast. No way.
Wait, what?
Yeah, I got engaged.
Did she say yes?
Huh?
Did you? Yeah,
he wouldn't be engaged if she said no.
Wait, did you have to ask? Is it a yes? Because no. I think that takes away from it. If she says yes on her own, like yes, not like if she
did you say,
shock.
Will you marry me? And then put your finger right on her forehead and push her head. Will you marry? And then just fucking shove her.
No, like I pulled the ring out and then she like,
you fucking marry me, puta.
Yeah, she like gave me a hug. She's like, yes, yes. And right after that, I said,
suck my dick.
She kind of has to, right? She already said yeah.
Actually, that did not go down because we ended up going to Joe's Crab Shack and getting shit faced. And I found out that Joe's Crab Shack gives me really bad gas. Mm-hmm. So
it gives you bad gas?
Yeah, it gave me bad gas, bro.
It gives me the shits.
I killed her lady boner. She didn't want to have sex with me after I was farting under the covers.
Well, you killed her lady boner once you asked her to marry her. She was like,
fuck. And we're on a boat ride, too. She's like, fuck, I have no escape.
She looked to the left.
She probably would have jumped in the water, bro. 5 more minutes, you would have just killed yourself.
So asking the guy, like, how deep is the water? Like, can I swim to shore?
So I don't know, my friend. Pretty deep.
He's like, la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la.
It's 3 feet. She can still run.
That's a white guy. Why do you go Mexican right away?
She's Italian. That's my Italian.
Oh, that's your Italian?
It was supposed to be a gondola ride, right?
Yeah, I went on the gondola ride. It was all romantic and shit.
I would have been scared.
Yeah, I saw that picture you sent me.
Which one?
The one where you guys are on the gondola ride and you guys are all like happy and shit.
Well, she said yes. Yeah,
you know what I did notice? That button, bro.
Fuck you guys.
You said I said shit. It too. I said
that
it
shirt
too.
Button, bro.
The button.
You know,
was
you know who didn't want to marry you? That fucking shirt button.
Fuck
bro.
You.
I hey, thought it was gonna bust out and poke a hole through the gondola.
You're gonna kill the gondola ride guy, dude.
Dude,
surprised you didn't break your camera.
No chance.
Asshole.
But I didn't want to kill your high, bro. I knew you
no,
were
no,
happy.
No. This guy, he was like, hey, bro, what's up with that shirt, dude? It looks like that button was ready
it was
to fucking...
It screaming like, help!
It looked like your undershirt was trying to help out your fucking
man,
button,
I knew
bro.
I should have cropped it from the fucking waist up.
Come on, you know better than that.
I was like, fuck, I put it on Facebook already. Shit.
Hey, no, but
and it's you, though. You get all fucking conscious about it. I don't give... I know all my buttons are about to pop. Yeah. Your ass. You're, like, all conscious about it, so that's why I'm like, I'm not going to say anything.
Well, okay, do you really think so?
What was the serious part of the night?
Was the scariest part of the night?
Yeah. Actually,
I'll tell you the one thing that was odd about the whole thing. I didn't tell you guys about this. While proposing, I got a fucking boner. Like, not even
what
kidding.
What the fuck?
Fear boner.
Huh?
Fear boner. Yeah, it was fear boner.
It wasn't a fear boner.
There is a thing, a fear boner.
It wasn't a fear boner, though, because, like,
You weren't scared? You were confident?
No. The thing was, like, my mind automatically went to the sex that we're going to have after. Well, that we didn't have.
So you're like, married sex is going to be way better.
Huh?
Your married sex is going to be way better?
Engaged sex. Well, I gave her a ring. She's going to give me the butthole.
Special sex. Give me the brown eye.
I was hoping. That did not happen.
So that was the scariest part.
So what happened with your boner? You just got a boner and that was it?
Yeah, I sat there.
You're on one knee with boner.
Yeah, so I sat there on my knee just a little bit longer. I was like, why the fuck do I have a boner?
My shit would have caved in.
Why?
I don't know.
You would have been scared.
I've noticed that shit like that happens to me when I'm like getting scared or something big's gonna happen.
Your dick
like,
turns into a vagina.
And, like, it goes
negative
and it goes
dick.
Back in.
Does like, it go fupa?
You get scared, bro.
The fupa just comes up over it. Like, it's my dick.
It makes sense because you're scared.
If I was you, the scariest part of the night would have been getting into the gondola.
The gondola, oh, ride, bro. Dude. I would never get in the gondola.
You know, because I'm a fat fucking dude. So what I noticed is that the boat was tilting to one side, mm-hmm. And I was talking to the guy. I was like, "Can you stand on that side where my girlfriend?"
He's like,
my
"Hey, at? Arnold, or whatever your name is, can you sit in the middle of the boat?"
He's like, "You know what? Just lay.
Just sit behind your girl."
He's like, "How about down. I just take the ride with your lady and then I'll, you know?"
he's stroking away the gondola ride like paddling, and he's on the opposite side of fucking you, just like trying to distribute all the weight.
We're going in the big old U-turn and shit.
Like, he's just paddling in circles. This isn't very romantic, babe.
Just go in circles.
We'll tell him, like, yeah, just paddle water on that side.
It sounds like slapping the water.
Oh, fuck.
So, yeah.
Well, congratulations, man.
Hey, I mean, has it ever happened to you, though? Just like a boner out of nowhere? I mean,
I don't know where, yeah, but not well. I've never proposed, so I don't know.
You know how my shit fucking gets eaten by my fupa? When I was working at my last job and we had to climb those fucking big tall stories fucking shit. Well, I peed on myself a little bit.
What?
Like a little trickle.
Because you were scared?
Because I was fucking scared.
Of what?
Yeah. Dude, heights, just bro? Heights. Being like 300 feet up in the air.
Oh, okay.
And if Lupe falls, there's a higher risk that he won't make it than the skinny guy. Because the skinny guy could try to land on his feet or roll out of it. Lupe's just splatting,
bro.
He's
gonna fucking fuck shit up. My goal, if like I'm falling,
is that I might cause actual damage to the property.
Something's going down with concrete, me. Dude. Yeah, dude, it just trickled down. I was like, what the fuck?
Really?
Fuck that, a little bro. Bit. Not like a light and fucking big old wet
thing. My pants are wet.
I kind of peed on myself because I couldn't make it to the urinal on time.
That's never happened to me. That's more embarrassing than fucking...
There's times where I pulled out my dick to go to the urinal and I'm like, where's my dick?
You're like, what the fuck is going on?
And then you
peed
yourself, so you're so scared. I lost my dick.
Oh, there it is.
Oh, well, I've actually peed on my balls.
No, dude.
That's pretty disturbing if you could pee on your balls, Arnold.
Why? I'm a fucking grower, not a shower, dude.
Yeah, true, me too.
I've seen,
That is not true, dude, because in the fucking picture that I sent to my lady yesterday. So Lupe has the baby. Bro. He's wearing basketball, the same basketball shorts he has on right now. Mm-hmm. So he has a baby on his lap like that. So taking a picture of the baby, and then I kind of noticed in the background after I sent the picture to my girlfriend, made no fucking, what is it, moose knuckle right there?
Hey, it was hanging to the right that day, bro.
Well, you took a picture of his balls or his dick?
I took a picture of the baby.
Yeah, the baby on the... No, but like, what came out in the picture? Lupa's balls or his
full
dick?
Dickage.
No, was it his dick or was it just the bulge on his fucking shorts?
I wish I can show you the picture.
Show me the picture.
Where is it at?
Am I going to see Lupa's dick or Lupa's balls? Or Lupa's fupa?
You can see the whole package, bro.
I don't think so, bro.
Yeah.
I think you can see it.
Can I?
Well, first, here's my dick. I'm just
stupid ass.
Lit.
This is the stick shit is, and my daughter's in that picture. What the fuck?
Yo, there's the baby, and there's where she came from.
I thought you saw his, like, actual dick. It's just the bulge in his pants.
No.
You can tell where it's, like, hanging.
Why would my dick be hanging out?
That's
bitch?
What I said. I said,
why would his dick be hanging out next to his kid, dude? What's the matter with you?
I'm Mexican. I'm Mexican. And let me finish before you fucking talk shit.
Let me smell your dick.
When I was growing up, I had relatives, right? Uncles or cousins or friends or whatever. Mm-hmm. And those fools would always freeball it, right? So when they would have, and they don't wear long shorts like we do. They wear short shorts. I remember once, I didn't notice it. But my aunt said, I fucking hate it when your uncle, her brother, fucking comes over in his fucking swim trunks and is just fucking, you know, sitting down, crouched down with his legs up and just talking, drinking a beer, this and that. We can see your balls, bro. So that's what I thought.
I can see your dick, bro.
He's like, if you look at him, you gotta kiss him.
Yeah, the older Mexican dudes, they're down there walking.
Now, this is your uncle?
Yeah, my uncle.
How did you tell him, like, hey, Theo, I can see your pito,
Well, I didn't see it, but I mean, like, my aunt would tell, because that's her brother, she always talk shit, like, hey, can you fucking put your balls away? The fucking kids can see your balls.
Like, and
he didn't
live,
give a fuck, he thought it was the funniest thing. You know, my uncle was awesome, dude. He just thought it was, he'd be like, fuck it, my bad. Or, and then he'll just make a joke out of it, like,
so why are you staring, puto?
He'll tell my other uncle, his brother, be like, in Spanish, like, oh, my huevos are out, or my balls. And then and my uncle would just make a running joke after, like, oh, it was breezy, like shit like that, dude. It was funny. That's what I'm saying, it happens. Especially if you have big balls. If you have big balls, you have to watch out.
Did he ever call you little fat joto?
Did he ever call me a little fat joto?
Why are you looking at my little balls, you little fat joto? He's like, you like them, man?
Like, he calls him a fat
joto. Little fat stupid boots.
Yo, it's all like rubbing it, fat puto. That's also what I call my dick as well.
My uncle never called me that.
I pull up my little fat puto.
I still don't get why you're bothered by that picture. You took it.
Yeah, but it was the baby.
He invented to his fiance.
She's all like, oh, I want to marry Lupe.
She's like, why doesn't your balls look like that when it's interesting?
No wonder she texts me.
Shut the fuck up.
She told your mom about it, so now she's going to tangle him.
Damn. Yeah, we're not going to have fucking Vegas part two. I'm going to tell your lady, dude.
What happened?
I'm going to tell his lady.
I believe you get your ass kicked saying something like that, man.
You do.
I know. Kick your ass.
Hey, bro, I thought...
Bros. Ever before the hoe.
Oh, God.
That's funny. So, congratulations once again, Arnold.
Thank you.
Congratulations for taking that shirt off.
What shirt off?
The one that was about to explode when you proposed.
Really? Because your shirt looks like it's about to, like, spontaneously combust.
Yeah, but that's... I'm okay with that, though.
It's getting there. It's getting there. It's not there, but it's getting there.
It's like one michelada away.
No, it's like four pizza slices away, bro. And my shirt's just gonna rip open, bro.
It's gonna rip open like Hulk Hogan on its own.
Little brother.
Brother, get another t-shirt.
You just want one more size up, son.
You don't make me come back into sodium, brother.
Oh, man.
So what else is new with you, Lupe?
Nothing. I live in Whittier now.
You know we actually have fans now, dude?
Whittier? Mm. Where the girls are prettier?
Mm. Yeah.
I'm going to edit that out.
Yeah. Leave it, bro. Leave it.
There's a lot of cute girls out here.
White.
Yeah. I think it's a lot of Hispanic chicks pretending to be white.
Yeah, true. A lot of whitewashed.
Yeah.
Whitewashed.
I think that's
fucking,
why I like,
a lot of
like,
fucking Marias that don't speak Spanish.
They're called Marias.
Maria. My name's Mary.
My name's Mary. You look at the fucking ID. It says fucking.
I go to a fucking Whittier Maria, Christian.
Maria
Refugio.
Santa Maria.
It's de Sanchez. Los Padres.
Hey, don't, were we making fun of that name, Refugio? And then they're like, "Hey, that's my name."
it's just not Mexican girls.
It was somebody's middle name. I think
it was Mark's sister, no?
Yeah.
What is it? Refugio. What a stupid name. She's like, that's my middle name. Much cooler names are Nufo.
It's not just Mexican girls. All kinds of girls. All these fucking South American girls.
I think Chance is the only one with a normal name.
Daniel.
Yeah.
What's your name, Lupe?
Oh, Guadalupe.
Why are you laughing at that?
He's told me for such a long time. He's so
cracked. Because I never heard of
him. You don't laugh at your own name, or you just get sad?
No, don't even say that out loud.
But the name goes with the Arnulfo.
Yeah. It's a weird ass name for a weird ass dude.
It makes me uncomfortable to even hear that.
Yeah, hey, doesn't the name Arnulfo sound like it's a guy with a big nose?
Yeah.
It's like when
shut up, Chench.
He said it right now. Hey, I'm not talking shit. He's all like, yeah, when I think of Arnulfo, I go like that.
Like you think of like a dirty big nose man.
What the fuck, dirty big nose? It evolved from a guy with a big nose to a dirty big nose.
Trying to get his nose everywhere.
I do. I can smell my own feet right now, so I guess.
Oh, fuck. No, that's power, bro.
That is power.
Fucking sniff your own stench. Well,
thank God for the glass table. Why? You see all the fucking fumes.
You see all the green fumes coming up?
Did you get that joke that I sent you? The girls with the chocolate over their face?
Oh, what the hell was all about that? What?
It was our friend's fucking, one of our friend's hookup buddy. It was three chubby girls that had chocolate all over their face.
I thought it was something like when you got from a porn site.
It was some girl that was on Instagram. It was three girls, and they were like, oh, chocolate cake fight.
I know exactly what
so you're I sent out a mass text. I was like, somebody forgot the glass table, guys.
Hey, Ryan Night Train. He's the one that told me what that was a long time ago.
Isn't it like the Brazilian something?
No, it's like a mog. Or something like that, yeah. Well, it's like you take a shit on the glass table and there's someone underneath.
You look like you would do that, dude.
Me?
Yeah, you. You look like you take big dumps.
Me, okay. First
would
of
be
all,
under the table or
wait.
You gotta stand over the table.
Bring it back. Of course I look like a guy that takes big dumps. Fuck is wrong with you? Think I take if I take
well,
little
no,
dumps,
I think you take little dumps because it stays in you for a long time.
Chance looks like he's full of shit.
But you really think I'm the guy to be into that shit? You're the guy that likes to play with his asshole.
Whoa. Well, I like to play with my butt. Whoa. I mean, like, I don't like to poop on the table.
That's the gateway.
That's the gateway.
Like, poop grosses me out. Except when I look at it.
Once you feel the poop, you're like, oh, that's it, I'm done.
Did you see that picture you posted when we had a fucking Instagram account? The picture you posted about touching my butt or something like that?
No.
The one I sent you about the, was it
Office Space? Oh, I put it on Facebook.
Yeah, on Facebook. It's a send him. I got a picture. Ryan Night Train. He made this one. It's this guy. It's like this guy making like a sarcastic face, and the meme says, "Yeah, I would really appreciate it if you would play with my butt."
No, it said I would really appreciate that if you did that to my butthole.
And the very first thing I thought of, not even person, just the first thing I thought of when I finished reading that meme is fucking Arnold.
That should make me laugh. Dude.
When did you start like? When did you start playing with your butt?
Whenever I never not like that.
No, you know, you weren't born like knowing your asshole is your thing.
My dad diddled my butt.
The doctor diddled on the way out.
It was my doorman pincher.
When was it? I don't know. It was like
Were you wiping your ass and you slipped a finger in an accident? You're like, whoa.
No, it was when a girl was blowing me and stuck my tongue in her butt. I was like, ugh.
She did it to you?
Yeah. I did it to her first just to see if she would do it back to me. And it worked.
Wait, so you knew
see if
you
she would
like
return
it.
The favor?
Huh?
See if she was going to
so
return
you
the
knew
favor?
You, like, you were going to like it.
I did it. I was like, oh, that tastes caca. It was stinky, bro. Remember stinky? It tastes caca.
Wait, stinky.
Wait, what?
Dino's.
What did you just say?
Oh, it was?
Yeah.
Stinky?
Yeah,
oh, Dino's. I know what stinky you're talking about.
Yeah, Dino's.
We're talking about stinky Dino's.
Huh?
I thought stinky was somebody else.
No,
I thought when you say stinky, the person I think of is Cup of Noodle Head.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah,
Cup of Noodle
Head. Me too.
Cup of Noodle Head.
That
I was like, going after. Oh, you were just sucking on those tits.
You were on that one too.
Boob sweat.
Can you guys just imagine a girl that Arnold calls, that we call Cup of Noodle Head, and that we think it's stinky? How bad she was.
If Arnold,
her two nicknames are Stinky and Cup of Noodle Head.
That should tell you enough right there. She's a stinky cup of noodle.
Fuck you! You guys are just sitting. You're just sitting on that. Mm.
I just can't get gross. Over it.
Was she a great big fat person?
I don't remember.
No, she wasn't. But Arnold was down for that one night at least.
Yeah, probably was.
For she one, was she was getting there.
Yeah.
I think if you would have put a little bit more work, you would have fucking pile drived her or something.
I was sticking my head in through a window, sucking on her titty, like.
And all everybody and her friends and your friends were laughing at you.
Yeah, no, that's the day they fucking pounced me, didn't it?
Yeah,
her friends were laughing at you, and your friends, us, were laughing. We were all even who, she was laughing at you.
Yeah. Who was it that pounced me?
Like, you sucking my tits for real?
Who pounced me?
Lupe. Sheena.
Oh, Sheena.
Her best friend.
So the thing was, like, I was like making out with this chick in her car.
She was in the driver's seat, and you're going through the driver window, macking her down.
And then someone decides to
pull. And there's a bunch of people.
Yeah, it was at a house party.
But before you got pantsed, you started sucking on her tit.
Yeah.
And there were, her friends were in the car.
No, nobody was in there with her. Because I was trying to go home with her.
That's right. Oh, nobody was with her.
Man, I thought the story was way cooler.
No, well, fucking Sheena decides to pull me my pants down, boxers and everything, and my dick's just showing, like, in her driver's side
door.
So you're sucking on her like, tit and you get pantsed.
She laughs and just drives the fuck off.
Idiot sucking on my tits. And
yeah, she laughed at my little dick and then just drove off.
That's funny.
I was mad. I was like, who did that?
We could not stop laughing, bro.
Well, she drove off, so somebody better.
Suck my dick.
Sheena, bro.
And you went home and nobody sucked your dick.
Yeah.
It's all good, though. You tried. Yeah. A for effort.
You were trying, bro.
Well, no. We're like 18?
Yeah. 18, 19.
19, before 20.
Right out of high school?
I'll say 19.
We were out of high school.
We're fucking dickheads. We weren't even cool. We're just dumb. Just down to do stupid shit, bro.
I think I'd rather be dumb than cool. Because dumb, you're just doing that cool shit.
Remember your dumb moment at the strip club?
What?
I'm a bad boy.
You know what I was thinking about today? When you used to live with your mom here in Pico. Huh. And your sister's boyfriend took us out. In a car, he was gonna go pick something up, and we're like, "Oh, let us go with you." Mm-hmm. It was all right. It was me, you.
Was it Roger?
I think so. And we saw like three girls walking, and for some reason, he's like, "Hey, talk to him, talk to him." And we pull up to him, and what did I say? What did I tell him? Hey, do you guys look tired? Do you guys want to ride?
I started making fun of him. I was like, "What was I gonna do? Is just take your seat."
That was a dumb shit.
Okay, they were on their bike, right?
No, they were walking. They were walking across Telegraph.
Wait, what did they say?
They just laughed. What else were they going to say?
Nobody laughs at Lupe. Okay, there was another one when we went out with Mark, and then there was the same thing. A girl on her bike. Hey, do you want to ride? I was like, Lupe, she's riding her bike. Like, why would she need a ride? Well, if anything, she's just going to take your spot.
Hey,
you
wanna, just be nice.
Hey, you want to get off? Hey, you want to get off your bike and suck my dick?
I was just offering rides back then. What's up? Not creepy at all.
It was creepy when you
I'm here for the gangbang.
And there's
I'm
no
just
gang
riding
bang.
My bike, bro. Leave me out of this.
Yo, this is a bang bus. In a fucked up little car.
Oh, man.
No. You know what I learned? But you got way better, though.
Yeah, I got
your
better
opener,
over time.
Opening a, like a group of girls or a pair?
What was that shit that you had said the other day? Like, he's like the fucking... That was the meanest shit I ever heard.
Fuck you, it wasn't the meanest. I've said it in front of him before.
What?
I said, Lupe is my ugliest friend.
No, the way he had emphasized it. The way he had emphasized it.
I go down swinging, yo.
I did say MF-er, though. Lupe is the ugliest motherfucker I know.
He goes,
but.
No, this is how he said it. Lupe is the ugliest motherfucker. He went pretty hard on the ugly.
But he's picked up some fucking dimes, though. I've seen them.
There you go. It's all in the effort.
Yeah,
they appreciate it. They're like, this motherfucker's trying.
Yeah,
I'll give him a little.
The best opener is just remember in Vegas, like, oh hey, who are you girls here with anybody? Just the most innocent opener, and that opener was fucking working for you, bro.
Oh yeah, the night
remember
at the
we got
V-bar.
All those girls?
Yeah, and then I left, and I
good burn, bad burn. Yeah. But Lupe got some fucking. We all owed you that night, bro. Everybody, hey. We were smoking cigars. We all owed you. Lupe was just. Opening girls, taking them to her table, and just girl after girl after girl, and then he bounced.
The way I saw it, I was like, I'm going to get some. Let me try to hook up these guys. And after all you guys had somebody, I was like, all right, peace. I'm out of here.
What the fuck was that? Was that there?
Fucking being a little bitch like always.
What? I got to be a little bitch.
Damn, we got to be a little bitch, fool.
You weren't there.
Yeah, you weren't there, though. I don't know where you were at.
Probably being a little bitch somewhere. I was probably being a little bitch somewhere. That's true.
That's right, though. That's right. We missed you.
Yeah. No, you didn't. Fuck you.
Nah, I didn't think about you one bit.
And you were like, oh, it was like balls deep until I wasn't thinking about you.
Nah, we weren't. That's for sure.
The fuck?
It's all right, dude.
Hey, we had our memorable times in Vegas, too, though.
Yo, are we going to go to Vegas? Are we going?
Are you going?
Oh, yeah.
Are you really?
Yeah. Are you taking your father-in-law?
I don't know. Got to talk to him. Hey, Steve, do you want to go? Hit me up. Text me.
We really want him to go.
Yeah, I think it'd be interesting for him to go.
Because then it's going to be me and you hanging out with him the whole time.
Where's this fat ass going to be?
Being a little bitch somewhere.
Me?
Yeah.
I'm going too, dude. When I show up to the Vegas event, I'm going to be the man of the... I could even
he's
going to
be fucking... He's going to stay with a straight
face. Where are you going to be?
He's going to be right there with you guys. He's going to be with this girl on the gondola ride.
I'm Arnold.
Oh, your girl's going.
Yeah.
He's going to be on the gondola ride with this girl.
I'm Arnold.
So you're going to that side of Vegas. You're going to go to that Vegas.
No, fuck you guys. I'm going to be there with you guys.
Well, I shouldn't say that either.
Yeah. Steve's going to be watching like a hawk.
He's going to be like...
taking notes.
Ah, he'll go pick up with us.
Then do something, puto.
So dare you.
No, you gotta hook him up, bro. Do what you did to us. Just get him get him like a dime.
Just walk away.
Walk away.
Just walk away.
Steve's would be like, oh, Lupe, oh, man, I got this dime now. Oh, my daughter will understand.
YOLO. When in Vegas.
Steve's gonna be like,
bros, ever before the hoe.
He's gonna be drinking his michelada. Steve will be Mexican by the time he comes back, bro.
He'll come back speaking Spanish.
He's gonna have a Latina lover and he's gonna be drinking Corona.
He's gonna be texting his high now on the way back.
He's gonna misspell words now.
He's like, hey, hook me up with Tango. I heard Arnold's mom's pretty freaky.
He's a Raider friend. He's like, I'm banging this Raider chick. It's fucking amazing.
Oh, I hope not.
I hope so.
So what's up with this girl, Sandra Trujillo, Raider fan 69.
She really wants to suck my dick. And we have a mutual friend, and it's you, Lupe. What the fuck?
Oh, man. Hey, but where are we going to stay when we're going to be out there?
Do you want to stay at that hotel, or you want to stay on the Strip?
Well, what hotel is it on?
It's
Riviera.
Yeah.
It's
in downtown Vegas, right? Old Vegas?
I think so.
I've never been to Old Vegas. You have, haven't you?
Yeah.
I heard it's dope. I heard it's cheap.
Well, I actually have to play the promo real fast.
We're playing the promo. Yeah. Man, I wish I had your dick in my butt.
That's not the right promo. This is the right promo.
Let me smell your dick.
All Radio X presents Experience 2014 at the Riviera in Las Vegas, April 26th, 2014. This will be the biggest event of the year. Food, entertainment, and chances to win door prizes. Tickets are $20 for all of this in Vegas. Can you get any better? Go to experience2014.com to get your tickets. Plan now. Buy now. The sooner you buy your tickets, the better this event will be. Tell your friends and we hope to see you there.